Thank you, Madam Vice President. My delegation warmly welcomes the delegation of the Republic of Nauru led by His Excellency Mr. David Adeang, Minister for Justice, and thanks them for the report. Indonesia notes with appreciation the progress made by Nauru on the fulfillment of human rights in the country, including the enactment of Cyber Crimes Act, Adoption Act, and Education Amended Act, and the formulation of national policies on disability, women, education, and national development sustainable plan. As a country consisting islands whose characteristics are similar to that of Nauru, Indonesia fully shares the government's commitment to address the issue of climate change. We welcome the Nauru's framework for climate change and disaster risk reduction, which derives from a series of consultations among relevant stakeholders. In this regard, we recommend that Nauru continue its efforts to implement this framework, including through appropriate international cooperation that enhance the resilience and adaptability of Nauru. With regard to human rights infrastructure, we are encouraged by the preliminary discussions between the officials from Department of Justice and Border Control and the Ombudsman Office regarding the possible establishment of a national human rights institution. In this regard, we recommend that Nauru continue this effort with the hope of establishing a national human rights institution in line with the Paris Principles. To conclude, Indonesia expresses its readiness to cooperate more closely and constructively with the government and people of Nauru. We wish the government and people of Nauru all the best in their future endeavors towards the promotion and protection of all human rights in the country. I thank you.